During the last half of 1965, the Viet Cong launched several large-scale attacks against South Vietnamese and U.S. positions. In each instance, the U.S. air power made a significant contribution against the enemy efforts. Still, the elusive Viet Cong moved at night and attacked lines of communication at will. By 1966, U.S. strength had grown to 385,000 personnel, reinforced by troops from South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. Viet Cong's successes diminished considerably, and their only significant victory was overrunning a special forces camp in the A Chau Valley in March. Because of heavy Viet Cong losses in 1966, North Vietnam sent more than 58,000 of its regular troops to bolster the VC in South Vietnam. In 1967, U.S. strength in the South Vietnamese war zone grew to 486,000 personnel. A new plan was instituted where South Vietnamese troops were to pacify the countryside, while U.S. and Allied forces battled the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese troops. By the end of the year, the enemy had not won a single major victory. North Vietnam, however, built up its forces in Cambodia and Laos for another triumph.